views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Angels and Answers and Artie and Sky. In this segment, we are going to be talking about love and sex.
Love, love, love.
Love is in the air.
I love love, guys. I mean, that is like something that is so important to me. I could live without money. I could live without food. But I cannot live without not being loved. I can't.
You know, hey, Bri, you got to play that song by Tom Jones, Without Love.
That's yeah.
I don't know if you remember that song.
I did.
Without love, I have nothing. And that's a great song. Hey, listen, I've heard
it's
Tom
Jones.
It's
good things that they don't listen to the show to hear us sing.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing we don't have an audience.
Right? Oh, they'll be throwing shoes and tomatoes.
At their own computer. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
No, I've heard... Tom Jones in the recent years, I got news for you. That guy could still belt out those words like,
beautiful.
Oh my God, the guy
beautiful
still
artist.
Has an incredible, powerful voice. And I'm so shocked, so impressed. You know, when you could sing that powerfully, that beautifully, month after month, year after year, and still play music for the public like that. You know, when you listen to these artists, you know, who sing, you know, whether it be Julio Iglesias, Tom Jones, you know, Rod Stewart, you have Michael Bolton. You have these artists that are just so passionate,
yes,
with their words, with their voices, and they just belt it out so beautifully. And I've heard a couple of them say that, you know, it's hard for them to be in a relationship, they said, because I married my music.
Yes.
My music is my love and my passion, you know. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard Barry Manilow say that too. So, you know, you have extremes, you know, you have two extremes. But when you could have like something that you're very, very passionate about, and then also have somebody to be able to share that with and to be able to express life with. On such a level, it is like so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Like, that's the ultimate. To do what you love to do, all right, and have that love, and then to be able to share your life with somebody who you really care about or who you really love, and to express that part of you. I mean, to me, that's like the ultimate.
You're lucky.
You know, you're very lucky. Very, very,
very lucky.
Few people have that.
Yes. You know, folks, it's, when you marry the person you love and life gets in the way, sometimes it's difficult to keep up with that love connection. And I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean that there's just sometimes between stress, work, the kids, the house, the things that go wrong in the house, where is your time for each other? And then you say to each other, you know what? Let's make time. And then, you know, you can't make the time because it's just everything around you is just stopping you from connecting or even just having that daily passion or romance, you know, because, you know, I know that after a hard day for both of us, the last thing that I would want to do is, you know, fight with my husband. That's the last thing I would want to do. And the first thing I would want to do is be able to turn off the day completely and just make time for the two of us, no matter what we do. And it doesn't have to be jump in the sack. It could be go out and have a coffee together or go walk on the beach. Just some time for each other. And it's so hard to do, guys, when you have young families, or even when you're in a relationship where you work so hard. It's so stressful. That's why I suggest that everybody tries to set aside one day a month to call your spouse or your lover or your significant other and make a date. Even for lunch, like, honey, I'll meet you at a motel, or make it like a call. Hi, this is somebody you want to talk to. I'll give you my coordinates. Meet me at this and this place at this and this time. Make it like a romance mystery. I mean, I know it might sound corny to some people, but you don't know how much that means in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. And then also when women, like, get dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in their leotards and their Victoria's Secrets.
Yes.
And all that stuff.
I love you, leotards.
And, I'll tell you, you know, one of my wives used to get dressed up.
I loved it.
It was very... very cool, very romantic, very sensual.
Very sensual.
And not that she did it all the time, every so often. And it was really cool. And just very few people did that. But when it happens, man, it's very cool, because it's like you're throwing a little creativity into it, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, so it's really nice. And then you have these guys I have a friend who, and he tells me straight out, he likes to put rose petals out around the bed and all around the floor or that leads up to and whatnot.
Really?
And I had a girl one time who I was seeing, and she would leave me notes at her desk, and the note would lead me to another place, and the note would lead me to another place. And it was like a big hunt until I got to the final destination.
That is so creative.
And then,
I love that.
And then when I saw her at the very, I mean, I didn't realize that she was going to be the one at the very end. And she goes, but this is, you know, she goes, this is your treasure hunt. And she was so creative, and she had me going all over different places to find this different note.
This is great.
Until the very end, I saw her. And then of course she was dressed up in
That's
a certain way.
Beautiful.
And it's like, wow. I said, that was really cool.
That is really
that
nice.
Was creative.
I like that. Oh,
so,
my God.
That was like a one and only back then. So
that's hot.
So this is like, you know, pinch me, you know.
Yeah.
That was very incredible. The romance and stuff.
Yes.
Romance. That's why romance is so important. It's like what you bring behind. You know, some people, rather than just going to bed and just doing it, you don't want to just go to bed, just doing it. It's like just getting the sex out of you.
No.
You know, but when you throw the mystique and the allure and the romance, or if you're playing in beautiful music in the background or sensual sound systems in the background to create that mood and stuff like that.
That's the best.
And it's like, it's awesome. You know, some people like to, you know, listen to, I have the sound machine. Mm. You know, and it plays all different sounds.
You bought me one.
Yeah, yes.
I love that thing.
Yeah. And so you have, you know, the sound. There are people who like the sound of the ocean waves. You have the sound of the rainforest and stuff,
sexy.
Or it's just raining and the thunderstorm and stuff. And it's very nice, you know.
It is.
You know, you wake up to a snowy day where you can't go anywhere but do the wild monkey dance.
I love the wild monkey dance. Yes.
You know?
The mambo down to the banana patch.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too.
So, and a lot of people, I think, you know, only dream about doing stuff like that, but they
some people don't have the nerve to.
They don't have the nerve to do it or to allow themselves to be exposed like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might take for you to go out to a bed and breakfast, where you're stepping out of your norm.
Right.
You know, where you're not around the house, so you don't have to deal with the kids or whatnot. But you do something that's like just very romantic and just to step out, and it's just awesome. It really is. It just, it brings a whole nother spice to life,
it
you know?
Does.
And like
Definitely.
We, you know, we were talking, you know, with our friend before from Indiana, and, you know, there are certain girls, or it could be guys too, who are very uptight right before sex. And so, you know what, just have a little schnapps, a little drink,
That's
loosen
cool.
yourself up, get yourself in the mood, and just not think too much about it.
Yeah.
But when you want it so bad and you're stressed out about it so bad and you want it so bad, it's like all of a sudden it ain't happening.
Right. You
want to
hear a funny story? And this is a God's honest truth story, guys.
Well, we got 2 minutes.
All right, it's a short story. It was a time around. It was a time around where the silk sheets came out. You know, the satin sheets. So I decided that I was going to go buy a pair of satin sheets, unbeknownst to my husband, and I was going to make the bed with them, and we were going to have some wild, monkey, funky love, right? So all of a sudden, I'm getting ready and everything, and I turned the bed down, and I sat on the bed and fell off.
Oh, my God.
And then he sat on the bed, and he fell off. And we both jumped upon the bed, and we were both touching each other, and we both slid off. I had to take the sheets off the bed and send them back there was no grip. There was no traction.
Oh, my God.
We were literally sliding off the bed, folks. This is God's honest truth.
Nothing like snowboarding in bed. That's
funny. That was so hysterical.
Oh, my God.
There were red sheets.
You can't forget that. Oh, my God.
We couldn't get a grip anywhere. We couldn't even lay there. We were sliding off.
That's too funny.
Yeah, I had
all right, everybody. We're going to have some more funny things to talk about.
And then we're going to talk to Brooke. Brooke, don't hang up.
All right, stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Lordy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Well, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Skye. And right now we have somebody by the is Brooke,
Brooke
on? Brooke, you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no worries, no worries. So my question is, recently met someone who I thought was going to be a love interest, but they kind of stopped responding to me, I guess. So I'm just wondering, who's going, is there going to be love soon or anything like that?
Yeah, as far as the one that you just said, as far as, you know, what you thought was, just let it go. Don't try to, you know, think that it's going to pop back, because it's not. As far as the next person, the next lucky person, we'll say, back into your life, this person, what I'm getting is going to be very book smart, actually. I'm seeing you with somebody who has, being with somebody who's much stronger intellect. And you're going to see that this person is also going to be very caring, very nurturing. Believe it or not, he's also going to be into Shakespeare. If I'm not mistaken, he's very school oriented. So whether he's a teacher or a professor, or he's still going to classes, but there's something still connected about literature in this fella, unless if he wrote a lot of books. But there's something about literature that I see you connected with this person.
Brooke, I feel as though you're going to all the wrong places to meet men. You know?
Okay.
I feel that
where should I be going?
What, honey?
I'm sorry, where should I be going?
Well, I feel as though introductions are going to be the way that you're going to meet somebody, through an introduction. I don't feel as though you're just going to run into somebody or at a bar. I don't feel that for you. I feel like you're meeting all the wrong people in places like that.
So you feel like she's going to be introduced?
Okay. Yes, I feel like you're going to be introduced to someone. And it's not going to be really a relationship, a good relationship, a strong relationship for you until around December. I feel that, you know, you're okay. Choosy, you're picky. And I want you to be picky and choosy, because, you know, I don't want you to say, well, you know, I have no love in my life. I have nobody. I'm just going to settle. Do never do that. Never settle for anything. Always make sure there's that spark of romance, that physical attraction, that first glimpse of attraction, you know?
I'm getting the month of April is going to be very, very powerful for you. It's going to be one of two things. It's either A, this is when you're going to meet the fella, or B, if you already met the fella in April, it's going to step up its game. But April, I feel, is going to be, and it's a little ways away from now, I understand, but that's going to be when things are really going to spank up for you. I'm not saying you're not going to have love or go out on dates before that. I'm just saying that in the month of April, it's really going to be very good for you as far as making a very strong connection or stepping up what you've already have.
Yeah, I feel like okay. You're going to meet this guy in December. And it could be that you're not going to, you're just going to be having a casual relationship until maybe April. And you know what? I also feel like Artie felt he's connected. You felt that he was connected to what, Art?
What do you mean he's connected?
He's like a higher intelligence level?
Yeah, an intellect.
Okay. I also feel he's military.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know why. And he could be an intelligence.
It could be both, where he's, you know, because there are guys, you know, who have that kind of a background, who
Absolutely.
Is also into Shakespeare or literature or poetic, or, you know, he could be teaching classes. But there's something, but he is an intelligent fellow who we see you being with.
Yeah. And he could possibly, like I said, be in intelligence.
But don't think, and what I'm strongly picking up right now on your sensitivity level, on your soulful level, I don't want you to think at all that you are going to be without love, because you're not. You're just going through a little delay right now, but you are going to attract that back into your life because it's something that you want really bad. So I do feel like the opportunities will present itself to you.
I'm also feeling a female energy around you. And she's still alive, and she's a friend. Do you have a friend by the name of Jess or Jessica?
Well, friend, my previous colleague, yeah.
Okay. I feel as though that's where you're going to get the introduction, from a girl with a J name, like Jess or Jessica or
Jamie,
Jennifer.
Jamie. Yeah. Anything, yeah, a girl with a J name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that person yet.
But you'll understand as time goes on.
Yes, you will.
2 and 2 is going to equal up. So don't overthink it, only because this is our prediction in the future. So you can't really put 2 and 2 together into the now.
Right. And I also feel like you're going to have a good relationship with this person. So, you know, it's worth the wait. Definitely worth the wait.
Just get into your life.
Yeah.
And enjoy what you got going on.
Are you having issues at work?
Not really, but I mean, there's that constant paranoia, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking up on it that you're not settled at work.
Yeah.
I don't feel that you're going to change any situation that might arise, because I don't feel that you have anything to do with it. So you're really expending a lot of negative energy for no reason. It is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. And if you're that insecure about it, I would look for something else, because you don't have to feel the way you're feeling. And if I'm picking up on it, you're probably very much feeling insecure about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Enjoy the moment. Don't be obsessed about not having love, but just know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, on that note, should I not go back to Ireland in the next few weeks?
Wait,
I don't understand. Say that again.
Should I avoid going back to Ireland in the next few weeks?
No.
No, what? No. What does
Definitely
that have to do
not.
With the tea in China?
Okay.
We're talking about love, and you're saying, well, what does that have to do with going back to Ireland? Enjoy it. It's just naturally going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to naturally happen.
Yeah, it's not like you're missing out by staying here and you can't go there. No, just live your life, sweetheart.
Yeah. And you know what? It might be that you're going to meet this guy in Ireland, and you're not going to see him until December again, and maybe you won't see him until April again. So you never know. Don't block. Don't block any
don't
of your prospects.
Don't overthink.
Yeah.
Just live your life.
Right. And don't block what you naturally have to do, because you never know where love is going to find you.
Just enjoy life, okay, honey? All right, we got to go now. So, all right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Uh-huh.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool. Because tomorrow is promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day. I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they're gone. And I look at my life. Was barren and so bare. Without love, I had nothing, nothing at all.
Did I? once had a sweetheart who loved only me. There was nothing that she would not give. No, no, I was blind to her goodness, and I just could not see that a heart cannot live.
Folks, welcome back after that beautiful song. I loved it.
And that says Tom Jones.
Says it all. You know, girls, on a feminine note, I see a lot of ladies my age and younger dressing very frumpy. Now, if you want to put on the sensuality, I mean, you have to begin someplace. And I think the way to start for you guys out there who are not, girls out there, excuse me, who are not sensual. I think the first place to start this is on a daily basis. And you don't have to do it for anybody but yourself, okay? So what I love to do is I love to dress sensually. And I don't mean like provocatively where, you know, you look indecent, but I always try to dress a little bit sexy, a little bit for myself. Because I feel it makes me feel better, a little bit more, I wouldn't say provocative. I don't feel it that way. I feel like it's a little sensual. And you guys should learn to start doing that. Start with a haircut or a hairstyle and maybe a blouse off the shoulder, a little, not baggy pants, a pair of pants that maybe are very comfortable, but a little bit, like on the slim side, like slim leg, you know what I mean?
Well, what I've said to many a people that when you're, you know, if you want to start feeling good about yourself, because a lot of times people feel that, well, I don't want to buy anything too nice because of the way I feel and stuff like that and the way I feel inside. So they don't feel they're worthy of having nice clothes. But under these circumstances, when you start to dress a certain way, physically to cover up how your body is or whatever. But when you start to look in the mirror and you start picking out classy clothes or nice clothes or cool clothes, whatever. But when you look in the mirror, you want to be able to say, I really look good in this. Not just because it's on sale or just because if you're just so-so about what it is you're wearing, then you don't want to buy it. You want to buy something that makes you feel sexy or great about yourself or a cool look to you. That's what you want to buy. Now, another thing that I also suggest for people who want to lose weight is that, you know, whatever it is, you know, that turns you on, whatever article of clothing that you love, that you say, God, I really love this, buy one size smaller. Yes. So that you have an incentive that when you lose those few extra pounds, you could fit into this outfit. And you have to have the outfit outside. You can't stick it in the closet. Because out of sight is out of mind. So you got to hang it up where you could see it. So it's like a goal of yours to wanting to lose weight or to do, you know, whatever it takes to be, you know, whatever it takes necessary to get to that weight. So like I said, you know, dressing up definitely helps people make them feel better. And the colors you choose also, yes. Not just some people just like to wear dark colors and it's just to cover up. You know, so like I said, you know, spank yourself up on the exterior so you could feel better on the inside.
You know, when you look in the mirror and you go, it's just clothes, I'm just going to the market, or I'm just going someplace, you're not really looking your best. But if you look in the mirror and go, ooh, you look good today, or, oh, I feel better with myself, oh, I look good, oh, this is nice, then you have something to feel good about yourself about. I'm not saying to run out and buy provocative clothes. Believe me, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, for your demeanor, you should wear something that's spicy, a little bit more spicy. And not just to, and not for somebody else, for yourself. You need to project an internal image. You need to feel it internally. And when you do feel that internally, especially the ladies who are not encumbered by men at this point, and want to attract men, you have to feel so sexy about yourself when you go out so that you look and feel good so you can attract the opposite sex. Always wear makeup. Always wear your lipstick. Always make sure your hair looks great. Wear something pretty. I mean, you don't have to, like, put on a ball gown to go to the market, but even your jeans and a sexy pair of sandals or a nice, cute little top, like a bob top. But if you can't, if, you know, your figure doesn't call for that, you can still wear those sexy shoes and you can still wear those sexy pants. And if you're not happy, do something about it to make yourself happy. Because you know what? You're never going to attract anybody if you're not feeling good about you first.
You put the vibes out there on how you feel. It's interesting how people pick up on your energy.
Yes.
Because if, I'll give you an example. If you have, say, a zit on your face and it's really bugging you, then everyone's going to look at that zit because you're putting all the energy out there towards that mark.
Or
if it's, you know, with your, you know, about your hair or whatnot, if you feel uncomfortable. Some people, they, you know, I've met, you know, a few girls who just look naturally pleasant and nice without the makeup. And
that's true.
Yeah, and not everybody needs to wear the makeup and the lipstick and everything like that.
I do.
See, I love lip gloss. Lip gloss to me is much better than lipstick. When a girl wears lipstick, to me that's like, look at me, I'm a showcase, you can't touch me.
Really?
Don't kiss me. I don't. Oh yeah. There are girls, you know, cuz you know I'm a hugger and I like to kiss girls on the cheek when I see them or when I embrace them for a reading or whatever. But you know, I'm a hugger, I'm an affectionate person. But when a girl's wearing lipstick, she goes, oh, I'm not going to kiss you because, you know, I don't want to get any lipstick on your face. Or, you know, they're conscientious about it. So it's like, I'm untouchable.
Well, did you ever hear of 24-hour lipstick? It does not wipe off until you take it off with an actual makeup remover.
Oh, no, I never heard. Well, put it this way. I personally don't worry about that stuff.
I noticed. I know.
I mean, I walk outside the house without makeup all the time, you know. Maybe I'm a little too confident. Maybe I'm
but
a little too cocky.
But I love your heels. I
you know,
love your
I'm
heels.
Telling you, I look great in stilettos. I got to tell you. I'm not one to back off that stuff.
Listen, gals, if you're a kisser and you know that, because I'm an affectionate person. I kiss everybody I meet. So, you know, if you're a kisser, there's something called 24-hour lipstick. You put it on, and it's like war paint. This thing doesn't come off on you till you use turpentine. But if you use at night, if you want to take it off, you just use a little bit of your makeup removal. Like, you know, when you wash your face with the cleanser, you put it on, and it comes right off. But during the day, it stays on all day, and it doesn't smudge or smear. So there's no excuse if you want to wear a lipstick that's like your own natural lip tone so that it looks like...
natural.
Yes, it looks very natural, but it just emphasizes just a little bit of your beautiful lips or your beautiful features.
From what I understand, now, yes. Not that I personally know, but I just hear ladies, you know,
yes.
Like when I...
I talk to you about stuff like that, too.
No, but when I was getting my hair cut, you know, and, you know, all the beauticians around and stuff... at the time of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, every single woman wanted the same color as Monica Lewinsky's lipstick.
Are you serious?
They could not keep it on the shelf fast enough. It was selling hotter than hot and faster than fast was her color of her lipstick and her style. Oh, my God. Major.
That's how much I know because let me tell you guys, I'm a leader, not a follower.
Right.
But I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I only know this only because, I mean,
yeah,
when I was talking,
right.
And I was talking to the owner, and they were just telling me that
they can't keep
at that time. So there are trendsetters, but God bless all you women who could just naturally go out. And when you know, there are people who just, I don't care. You know, I look what I look. What do I care? You know, you have that attitude. That's great. That is perfectly normal. That's healthy.
Then you don't need it.
Then you don't need it because you don't care. We're just saying, if you're very conscientious, then you do just a few things to spank yourself up.
Right.
And we're going to be right back because Sky and I, we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love flows where my rosary goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Tell her that I love her endlessly.
and I just gotta tell her that I love her endlessly.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Skye, and this last few minutes of our show, we are talking about love and sex, and that's always a crowd pleaser.
Yes, guys, it's always a crowd pleaser. And, you know, I feel that everybody has a sexy bone in their body. And like Artie said, there are so many pretty girls out there who don't need makeup, who don't need, you know, but how about a little tweaking? You know what I mean? And, you know, I notice that when I go to clubs and stuff, I see girls so overboard.
Oh, some people go way over. Oh,
and
then these young girls.
Yeah,
these young girls where their skirts, like where their asses is just is showing.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, it's like they're walking on stilts with their high, with their stilettos and their high heels.
And their cheeks are hanging out. Oh,
my God. And it's like there's nothing sexy about it.
When they're trying,
you could tell with every step, they're struggling just to stay
up
without falling down. You know, you look good if you're just sitting there. And that's what I'm saying. It's not natural.
It's not that. It's not
what we're
talking about.
You want to be natural. Right. When you're wearing things or when you're putting on makeup or clothes, and even for guys, when you're putting on clothes, you just want to be smooth and natural, where it fits your personality, where you feel comfortable. And when you're feeling comfortable and you're feeling cool, it definitely 100% shows.
You know what? There's nothing more sexy to me when a man dresses in a shiny leather shoe. I'm not talking about patent leather. I'm talking about a regular leather shoe, black pants and a black shirt opened up. I think that is the most sexiest look, and a belt.
Is there like a white tie?
Nope.
Is there a white belt?
Just nope.
Black, what do you,
just
what?
A black
so she's
pants
trying
and
to...
a black shirt. It's so freaking sexy to me. I don't know what it is. It just gets me crazy.
She wants to be married to a mortician is what she's trying to say. She's totally into morticians.
I got
cemetery look,
right?
That, you know?
No, guys, I have a very dear friend of mine. He's an undertaker. He's a funeral guy. And his name is Jamie. He's just a love. And he was the one who interred my son. And I just love him to death. And he doesn't look like that. He wears a white shirt and a tie and a suit all the time, every time I see him. He never wears black. Never. He doesn't even wear black suits. He wears gray. And I think that's the reason why. Because he's around that
darkness all the time.
That he dresses. So he has flashy red ties. And he wears like a lot of maroons and purples. And, you know, he wears gray suits. And I've never seen him in a black suit. Ever.
Yeah, no, there are certain colors that definitely, you know, make someone stick out. You know, everybody has different colors about them that makes them feel, you know,
sexy.
Really, really good. You want to know something? When I walk into my bank,
and you see all that money, and then you start,
I get
sweating, and you say,
oh my God, I get horny I see
horny.
A lot of green.
Yeah. Oh God, I got to get out of here. I'm having an O.
Oh my God. Oh.
Oh
my God. Hamilton Jackson. Oh my God. Yes.
Bank of America.
There you go. So, as far as, but when I go into the bank, there's this fella, he's the manager of the bank where I go, and very handsome guy. He's very GQ looking. The guy wears the nicest shirts. I mean, the style shirts, and he always wears a nice tie, and it's a different tie according to the. And I walked up to him. I said, you know, I am so going to hire you as my stylist as far as the way you dress. I said, I am always impressed by how well he looks. I mean, and he's a very handsome guy. He's a Spanish looking guy.
Yeah.
He's very smooth looking, and he's got a great personality. But man, he wears the nicest clothes. And I said, I am so hiring you. I'm telling you, and I'm not even gay. And I'm just saying, but I could appreciate when there's another fellow with a tremendous build, or he has a dressing very when someone's very stylish, I take notice of that, and it inspires me wanting to, you know, to spank up my game, because forever I've been in, you know, forever in blue jeans, but that's been me. That's my style. Yeah. But slowly I'm going to start changing my look a little bit.
And, you know, I don't like that heavy GQ look with the the sweater wrapped around their necks, the guys, you know, with the Argyle shirt, the Argyle sweater with the tie. That's me stuff.
The preppy.
The preppy. But I do go nuts over a guy with black pants and a black shirt, half buttons. Oh, babe.
Oh, my God. Here comes the funerals. I'm telling you.
No, this is so hot.
Black.
Kidding? With the belt buckle, the shiny belt buckle, and the well-polished shoes. cologne.
And women are turned on also by men in uniform.
Yes. They're very sexy.
All righty. Here we go. This is our time to say goodbye.
Already.
It's been a pleasure. As Carol Burnett would say,
and it's time to get together.
And so it's time to say goodbye. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of nachas, lots of health, happiness, love, prosperity, and always pray to your angels and to the Holy Spirit. They're listening. And may all your dreams come true.
And don't forget your car, your parking spot angels. They're just waiting. They're amazing.
All right, I love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.